From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack today near the site of a peace conference in Kabul. There were no other casualties reported. The blast occurred after militants fired a rocket near the jirga, or tent, where the gathering is being held. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says the attacks did not come as a surprise.
The Taliban had promised to continue shooting rockets at the jirga or in the direction of town all day. This is a day where everybody is staying at home, school children have off, that sort of thing, because of security reasons. So security is very tight.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting. The families of Israeli diplomats in Turkey have been called home, according to Israeli media. The decision by the Israeli Foreign Ministry comes in the wake of Monday's deadly attack on a flotilla of relief ships headed to Gaza. Four Turkish activists were among the nine people killed in the incident. Meanwhile, the BBC's Andrew North says an Israeli government spokesman says all foreign nationals arrested during the raid are being released.
A statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's office said the government had decided to deport all the detainees it's still holding. It said the process would begin immediately and was expected to take about 48 hours. Earlier, Israel said it had agreed to hand over more than 100 Arab nationals its troops had arrested on the aid ships to the Jordanian authorities. The Israeli government's decision to release all the remaining detainees is the first sign it's responding to the massive international pressure it's facing over the raid.
The BBC's Andrew North reporting from Jerusalem. In Louisiana, officials are pleading with the federal government to make BP pay the cost of building a temporary wall of sand to protect coastal wetlands from oil. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports that Governor Bobby Jindal didn't get any answers at a meeting on the matter yesterday.
Governor Jindal says there were lots of professors talking about science at the meeting, but no decisions were made.
It's like telling a drowning man, just wait, give us more time to study this. We need to be rescued. We need help now.
The state wants to build 100 miles of sandbars 6 feet high on the seaward side of its barrier islands. So far, the federal government has approved 45 miles of the project, but has only told BP to pay for 2 miles of it. Jindal says U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen promised to make a recommendation to President Obama within 24 hours. But Jindal and other state officials expressed frustration that the federal government has taken weeks making this call. They say it's especially exasperating now after BP's latest effort to stop the flow of oil failed. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
The federal government is conducting civil and criminal investigations of the oil disaster. Attorney General Eric Holder says any person or entity suspected of breaking the law will be fully prosecuted. This is NPR News. A new study finds that a teacher incentive program did not improve student outcomes as hoped. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, the study of extra pay in schools in Chicago also found no benefit for teacher retention.
For 2 years, the Chicago schools have offered bonuses to teachers in certain schools if their students' test scores improved, but a study by the research group Mathematica found no real difference between students of teachers who got the extra pay and those who did not. The Chicago effort also allows teachers to become mentors and help others improve their instruction, but that also did not improve student outcomes and didn't make it any more likely that teachers would stay in their jobs. Chicago school administrators caution that the program is still new and may take years to achieve results. The Obama administration has been encouraging schools to use performance incentives as a way to win federal grants under the Race to the Top initiative. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Alabama Democratic Congressman Arthur Davis lost his bid to become the state's first black governor. U.S. Senator Shelby Steele easily defeated a Tea Party candidate in the state and will face the winner of the Democratic contest. In New Mexico, the state will choose its first woman governor in the fall. Primaries were held yesterday in Mississippi, but no incumbents were being challenged. Paul McCartney will receive a Gershwin Prize for popular song tonight during a ceremony in the East Room of the White House. The Gershwin Prize is awarded by the Library of Congress for lifetime achievement in music. McCartney is the third recipient of the WE Award after Stevie Wonder and Paul Simon were awarded prizes over the past 3 years. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.